I'd like to tell you a little story. It's a charming story about a princess and a minstrel. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess. One night, her father, a very kind and gentle king, came to her and said, "Oh, my darling daughter, you're but only 18, yet your beauty is far greater than any I've ever known. Now the time draws nigh when you must wed, and I will find thee a man that is worthy of a love and a beauty such as yours." On the very night, a traveling minstrel came to the castle and stood below the princess's window. Gently strumming his guitar, he sang to the princess, who stood silently by her open window. Filled with love and a happiness she had never known before. Not stopping to put on her mantle, she ran down the stairs and out through the castle gates, out into the night where the minstrel stood waiting. Without saying a single word, the minstrel took her gently into his arms and kissed her softly and tenderly. Very sad to hear this, because he loved his daughter very, very much. He pleaded with her to think again about the decision she had taken. The following day, a very handsome prince rode up to the castle. He told the king that he had heard of the princess's beauty and had traveled very far to ask the king for his daughter's hand in marriage. The king, having seen the prince to be not only a very handsome and very wealthy young man, but very kind and gentle also, was very happy and said, "Yes, yes." The king rushed to his daughter's chambers and told her this, but the princess said, "Oh father, dear father, I love only my minstrel boy, he who sings so sweetly and fills my heart with love and joy. He has captured my heart and won my love, and I would have it no other way." Suddenly, the prince appeared in the doorway, and the princess, seeing him for the first time, burst into tears. But these were tears of love and happiness. She ran to the prince and threw her arms around him. He kissed passionately. The minstrel boy. As the king left the happy pair, he heard the prince, or was it the minstrel, singing the song.